This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
All right, so let's get into the fiqh of it. Some of the important definitions for you to keep in mind, because I'm going to be using these words and you're going to hear these words throughout the throughout the Hajj process. The first one is rukun. Rukun. Rukun means pillar. And rukun literally means an act that is obligatory. And if it's not done, the Hajj is invalid. So for example, Arafah is a rukun, right? Arafah is a rukun of Hajj. If you don't have Arafah, you don't have Hajj. You can't do a sacrifice in place of it because it's a rukun. It's a pillar of Hajj. The Hajj is invalid without it. Tawaf al-Ifada, the main tawaf, of Hajj, the tawaf of Hajj. That is a rukun of Hajj. So if it's not done, then the Hajj is invalid altogether. So that's just something to keep in mind. The second word is wajib. Wajib means in this situation, something that's obligatory, but if it's not done, the Hajj is still valid and a person needs to offer a sacrifice or a fidya. Okay? So it's mandatory, but it's not to the degree of a rukun, a pillar. A pillar cannot be substantiated by anything else. Something that's wajib can be substantiated by something else, which is a sacrifice or a fidya in its place, in which you'll have a lot of that during and after the Hajj. The third thing, obviously, is a sunnah. A sunnah in this situation is something that if a person does it, they're rewarded. If you don't do it, you're not punished. Your Hajj is valid. And there's no need of fidya. A lot of times people just bunch it all up, all of the rites of Hajj into one big thing. So for example, if they miss a sunnah, then they'll want to do a sacrifice. And that's not part of the sunnah to just keep on doing sacrifices and stuff like that, just in case, because I don't know where this falls. So a sunnah, which is a large group of the acts associated with Hajj, is something that's good to do, but you don't have to do anything if you're not able to do it. Then you have manasik. Manasik refer to the rituals of the 5 days of Hajj in particular. There are 5 principal days of Hajj. Now obviously your entire journey is Hajj, but there are 5 days of Hajj, and the manasik are the rituals associated with that. Fidya is your makeup, right? It's your compensation. So if you miss something in Hajj that is wajib, what did we say wajib was? Something that's mandatory, but it can be made up if you miss it with something that's with a fidya. A fidya is the mandatory sacrifice done if you miss a wajib. So if you miss a wajib of Hajj, all right, listen very carefully. You have 3 options. A fidya can be one of 3 things. You can offer an animal sacrifice, all right? You can offer an animal sacrifice. You'll actually see booths there, like in some of the malls or some of the areas, whatever it is, to actually have that fulfilled. I think there is a website, there's an app for that as well. like a sacrifice can be done, but Allahi.org, I know Allahi.org does it. But you can offer a sacrifice. That sacrifice does not have to be restricted to Mecca or Medina. Okay, but a sacrifice has to be done in that place. A second thing is that you can fast 3 days after you get home. So you now owe for each one of them. If you don't want to do a sacrifice or if you can't do a sacrifice, you have to fast 3 days when you return home. The third thing is that you could feed 6 needy people, which is very easy to do in Hajj. Right? So you could actually buy, 6 meals and you could serve them to 6 needy people in Hajj. All of these are permissible ways to deal with a missed wajib. And there is no preference in order. Okay, you guys understand that? So you can choose any one of them, inshallah ta'ala, and they can be a form of sacrifice in the presence of a missed wajib or something that requires a sacrifice in that regard. Ihram, many people, think about ihram and they think about the garments themselves. Ihram is a state of sanctity. Ihram literally means to be in a state of prohibition, a state of sanctity. So it's the state that's mandatory for Umrah and for some parts of Hajj, and it has its conditions and its prohibitions. Miqat. The word miqat is the station from which you will make your intention for Umrah and Hajj. Okay? Miqat is the place from which you make your intention for Umrah and or Hajj. The next three words that are on here are the three possible forms of Hajj. Okay? Tamattu', and you're going to, you know, I remember at least the first time I went to Hajj, and, you know, I guess, I don't, 2006, the first time I went to Hajj, I remember that people were fighting over tamattu' Quran. It just broke out into a fight, right? What do we do? What type of Hajj do we do? And so on and so forth. There are three forms of Hajj here, or three ways to go into Hajj or enter into the intention of Hajj. One of them is tamattu', Quran, and ifrad. The way that you are most likely going to do and the most preferred way is tamattu'. Tamattu' literally means pleasure, temporary, right? It's with ease. The reason why you do that is because a person enters through the station. So let's say you're going from Medina, which is where most of us will be, where at least our group, you know, my group will be going through. Many Hajj groups will go through the station of Dhul Hulaifa. As you pass through, or when you get to the station, to the miqat, you make the intention for tamattu'. Now, tamattu' means that you will do umrah and hajj with a break from your ihram in between. Why is that important to understand? What that means is that I go in with the intention of tamattu', so as soon as I finish my umrah, I've made the intention for umrah for now. Once I finish my umrah, I can exit my ihram until the days of Hajj start. This is especially necessary if you're going to Mecca a few days before the actual Hajj days. All right, that you'll do your umrah, you'll get out of your ihram, you'll go through the steps of exiting ihram, and then once the Hajj days start again, then you'll take up the intention of Hajj from the place that you are in Mecca. Okay? So this is the most preferred form of Hajj, to enter with the intention of Umrah, do your Umrah, take a break, get out of your Ihram, and then enter into Ihram once again on the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, when the days of Hajj start. All right? Now, let's say that you're going to Mecca on the 7th day of Dhul-Hijjah, or on the 8th day of Dhul-Hijjah, and it's impractical for you to go do Umrah, get out of your Ihram, and then do Ihram again. Quran means combined. So Quran is a form of Hajj where from the Miqat, from the station, you make the intention for both Umrah and Hajj with one Ihram. Because it's too difficult or it's inconvenient for you to exit Ihram and go back into Ihram again. Alright? So that's called Quran. Ifrad is the Hajj of the people of Mecca. The Hajj of the people of Mecca. Right, which is a Hajj without Umrah, which is why it's called Ifrad, which is singular. Okay, so they simply make the intention for Hajj from where they are once the days of Hajj start, and they don't need to do a Umrah that is with it. So the last two words here, Hadi. Hadi is the sacrifice that's due on the day of Eid if you're doing Tamattu' or Qiran. So it's the full animal sacrifice. It's going to be done by somebody else, most likely. You know, it's really difficult for a person to do the sacrifice themselves. You know, you'll either have a coupon to verify it. In the case of our group, we actually know the person that does the slaughter. So, you know, we pay that person, and then that person slaughters on behalf of everyone in the group. We get a phone call that our sacrifice has been done. So Hadi is the sacrifice that's done on the day of Eid for the people that are doing either tamattu' or qiran. Okay? Now, talbiyah, obviously, is the chant, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaika la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. The very famous chant, which you're going to be making, inshallah ta'ala, throughout the days and throughout the processes of umrah and hajj.